say, last weekend, a group of us gathered at Greenway Spa to think about the future here at St. Martin's. It was an open invitation to everyone, and thank you so much to those who gave up their time on a beautiful Saturday and came along to the event. The idea, of course, as I've been saying, is not to get rid of everything that has happened in the past and to spend our time reinventing the wheel, but to build on the good foundations of stuff that has been happening here, to re-establish some items of ministry in church life that have been part of St. Martin's in the past, things that might have just not fallen by the wayside and certainly not withered on the vine, but due to circumstances, and let's face it, the circumstances of the pandemic, and also the circumstances that you have been in vacancy here, has caused things to perhaps not happen, as has happened in Crossbow Society for the last 2 years. And it really is a huge tribute to you all of you, and I mean it, absolutely all of you, that St. Martin's is in the place it is now, ready for the future, ready to move on, ready to do the work that God has for us to do as a community with one another. At the Vision Day, we discussed many things and many ways that we can move forward. And the pastoral letter that you've got outlines the discussions and the way we're looking to move on in the next 6 months. First thing which came up time and again, communication. If I could spell it, I'd be good at it. But seriously, as I said at the Vision Day, I had never worked for an organisation before I was ordained and since being ordained, where the people in that organisation sat around and thought, the communication is absolutely brilliant. We all complain about communication for the organisations that we're part of. We do, part of human nature, because it can always be better. And I acknowledge that. And I certainly acknowledge that there are key things here at St. Martin's that we could be doing better with regard to communication. But, as I said, communication works both ways. It's up to people to ask questions as well. So please ask questions. Ask questions of myself, and I haven't called them, but I'm going to do that. Church Wardens, would you like to stand up, please? Ask questions of the Church Wardens, your Church Wardens. Members of the PCC, would you like to stand up, please? Ask questions of the PCC. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. That's why we're in that part of the decision-making process. And if you've got something that you want brought up in PCC, talk to one of us about it. Okay, you can all sit back down. So we have now a communications board. Hey, and it's there in church there. And on that communications board, there will be PCC agendas and PCC notes, along with other items such as the house groups that are starting up, and signing up sheets as well. And you'll see on the communication board today that there's signing up sheets for other ways in which it was felt at the day that we want to move forward in the immediate. These are just the initial, this is not bits and then we're done, that's it, it's all over and done with. These are the first bits of the jigsaw being put into place. First one was magazine and leafleting community. Getting a magazine back, perhaps a quarterly magazine, back up from the parish. We're going to need editors, we're going to need contributors, we're going to need somebody to take responsibility for the printing of it, and somebody to take responsibility for the distribution of it. Magazine. Pastoral care. That will include visiting people and involvement with the prayer life of the church. That's one of the reasons why we're going to do a course on prayer at our house group. It's not exclusively that reason, because actually from our previous house group, prayer was something that did come up, and how we as a church, how I as your priest, can be with you with your prayer and your prayer life. We're talking about opening up the church more often during the week, but we'll need a couple of people to be in church during the week, so that if you are prepared to go on a road trip, do that, then do that. Build it up from small bits. Let's not try and change everything and say we're going to be open 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. It'd be tremendous if we were, but let's just build it up securely. And also mission. We're going to need a committee for mission, where we look at our local mission, what we're doing as disciples, what we're doing in locally, and also our worldwide view. The people that we support, whether we can do more to support them, and if there are any other causes that we should support as well. It's a start. We will be reviewing at the end of October and November to see what progress we have made. Like I say, thank you so much to everybody who gave up their time. It was a really good discussion that we had with one another, in a real positive way of looking forward. If you've got any ideas, if you read that letter and you think, but I'm not in a job, I haven't said anything about this or that, whatever, talk to me. Talk to me. Come to open the door. Send me an email. Give me a ring. Door is open for you. The other thing is, which I have said about, is in September, changing the format of our children and all age provision. So the first Sunday of the month, starting on September the 4th, that will be an all age service of the word. First Sunday of the month. Second Sunday of the month will be Sunday school, which will take place in World Village School. I'm going to do flyers for this next week. Do hand them out. Do encourage people to come and be part of this. One of the best ways that we can build a church is by inviting others. And when you invite others, if you're inviting somebody to go see a film with you, you don't say, oh, come see the film with me. It's not very good, but I'm going to go and see it anyway, so do come along with me. You know, when you're inviting people to church, say, we're doing this in church. It's going to be good. It's going to be different. It's going to be new. Come along. Try it out. See what it's about. And together, we can be the hands and feet of Christ, called on to growing our community in faith and opening our doors for the whole community as well. Read the letter, ask questions, sign up for things. Three things to remember.